Thank you very much. And I think it was very interesting to hear, on the one hand, from UNFCCC and Sanitation Water for All and COP29 presidency, about how water is more and more being mainstreamed at the global level. And then to hear from some countries how this can reflect at the country level. And why is this so important in my view? Because finally, as you all know, there is now a lot of attention and more and more funding going to climate finance. And we all know that in the water field we need more finance, and we and you, as you said earlier in the morning, need to be able to address this climate finance. And that's why it's so important to have water and transboundary cooperation mentioned in the global goal adaptation, in the global stocktake, because this gives you a justification at the national level to go to your own Ministry of Climate, to your nationally designated authority, to your UNFCCC focal points, and also to go to Adaptation Fund, DCF, and others in order to also use some of this climate finance for water issues, and also even for transboundary issues. Now, in the morning, we discussed how difficult it is to access climate funds, and particularly for transboundary. But now the TGA, Global Goal Adaptation, recognized the importance of transboundary cooperation. So this should give a better basis for countries and also basin organizations to actually submit transboundary proposals or when all of your countries will be updating the NDCs and national adaptation plans, then to include more references to transboundary cooperation into the NDCs, and maybe discuss NDC or NAPs with neighboring countries, at least particular measures, to discuss about them in a basin organization. And it would be very nice to hear if this is happening in any basin organization. So to use also the existing regional organizations, such as basin organization, more for this purpose, in order to finally implement what's written now in the Global Goal Adaptation. And I want to conclude by saying that, obviously, at the UN level, as you know, there are also many UN organizations working on this topic, such as UNDP, FAO, WMO, UNESCO, we, UNICE, other regional commissions, Water Convention, etc. And we have also decided to join forces, so at the level of different UN agencies working on water, within the framework of UN Water, we have now UN Water Task Force, or expert group on climate change and water, which is actually co-coordinated by WMO, our colleague who's sitting here behind, and UNESCO, and myself from UNICE, and we try to ensure more coordination between UN agencies' actions on water and climate, to ensure that we are better coordinated at the COPs and even before, to highlight again water in the discussion on adaptation, but also in the discussion on mitigation. Because as it was said by Jose at the end, water is also very important for climate change mitigation. So actually, I think my colleague Nicolas will speak more about this later, if you want to get us to speak now, what we are trying to do in order to highlight also the importance of water for mitigation. Thank you very much. And it would be really nice to hear from some others here in the room if you have still any ideas of maybe, if you have already linked up with your colleagues working on NDCs, if you have some plans of how to include water and transboundary cooperation in the next NDC, if you have already dealt with this in your basin organization, and also how we can support you from the Water Convention side. Thank you.